America's history, our hope for the future. Imagine if sand could speak. As I grasp a simple mason jar, I consider the description, handwritten on a piece of faded masking tape, which reads, Sand and Rocks, Omaha Beach, France, D-Day, 1944. Promptly displayed in my family's home, this unassuming jar of rubble has a tale to tell. It whispers the story of 34,250 Americans who fought in Omaha Beach in Normandy during World War II, and especially honors the courage of one humble soldier, my grandpa, whose grit and determination at that vital moment inspires me to press on and to persevere. The philosopher Socrates once wrote, "Our lives are but specks of dust falling through the fingers of time. Like sands of the hourglass, so are the days of our lives." What if America's history was captured in each location and moment, like the grains in a giant hourglass, commemorated through time to give us all hope for the future? And what if that sand could speak? From Plymouth Rock, the first sands would record the prayers and thanksgiving of the Mayflower passengers, yearning to establish a new land free from tyrannical government. Under the biting snow of Valley Forge, the frigid ground would resonate with the memory of George Washington and the tenacity of his troops. At the grassy fields of Gettysburg, the earth would echo with the sound of musket and cannon, and the pain of a divided land. Our land would speak of victories and hardships, and both would give us hope. Mud from the trenches of World War I would share of the bravery of young soldiers who survived in hell holes filled with crowded troops, barbed wire, and poison gas. The cinder track from the 1936 Olympics in Berlin would tell of the dominating victory of Jesse Owens, who won 4 gold medals defying Nazi racism with pure, raw talent. And that same track would speak of American distance runner Louise Zamprini, who went on to survive as a U.S. prisoner of war in Japan, refusing to lose his will to live despite torture and humiliation. White Sands from Pearl Harbor would remember that day of infamy, December 7th, 1941, and the resounding determination of the American people and resolve of an entire generation of soldiers and civilians, men and women, boys and girls who united together to fight for freedom. Just imagine this immense hourglass filling with the sands of American history. It would include dirt from wagon trails and the westward expansion, gold dust from California and Alaska, and rubble from 9/11. It would include soil from battlefields in Vietnam, Korea, Iraq, and Afghanistan, and from burial sites of countless heroes who died in the service of our country. This hourglass would even have dust from the moon, as the story is recalled of that giant leap for mankind, with Neil Armstrong planting our flag on lunar soil. America's history gives us hope and inspiration for the future. That simple jar of sand and rocks from our family's home was presented to my grandpa exactly 50 years after D-Day. My dad had collected that sand from Omaha Beach, and it meant so much to my grandpa that his military service and struggles were remembered. But that 50th anniversary was 6 years before I was even born. For many in my generation, history seems irrelevant or unnecessary for everyday life. Heroes of the past are often unknown or ignored. But as we examine the resolve and determination of those who have gone before us, it helps us to make decisions for the days to come. Theodore Roosevelt, soldier, explorer, naturalist, and our 26th president, once said, "I believe the more you know about the past, the better you are prepared for the future." America's history gives us hope, but it is the duty of today's generation to act on that hope. It is our responsibility to protect the ideals of those who have gone before us. We need to reach down and grab a handful of soil, squeeze it in our hands, and feel it in our fingers. This is our land, our country, our future. Right now, we are in the neck of the hourglass. Each decision is a tiny granule slipping through time. What will be our legacy? What will the sand say about us?